We're learning Masechta Zvachim. We are in the third parak. We're up to Mishnah Hey. Hashechet es hamukdashim. A person who slaughters sacrifices, which are, for example, a cow in which has in it a fetus. Le'echol sholil oshulya b'chutz lo'pigel. A person has the right intentions regarding the carbon itself. However, its fetus or its afterbirth, they say that they wish to eat that part after the allotted time or not in the right place. So the law is that it's not considered to be pigel. Even though pigel generally is a person who has these improper thoughts, that's only on the carbon itself. However, when it's referring to the fetus or its afterbirth, since this is something which a person typically does not eat, therefore it's not going to fall into the category of pigel. Hamoylik toirim bifnim. When it comes to taking a turtle dove, and instead of the shechita with a knife, instead one uses a sharp fingernail, which is through maliko, which does the slaughtering for a turtle dove, and one does this bifnim within the sanctuary. And you have all the right intentions regarding this sacrifice, but regarding its eggs, which are still within it, that you want to eat outside. Little pigel, again, that's not considered to be pigel, which again is not referring to the sacrifice itself. And therefore, the idea is that its eggs are not considered to be part of the carbon. And therefore, the fact that you have improper thoughts for the eggs does not invalidate the offering, which is specifically on the bird itself. For that matter, regarding chalav hamukdashim ubeiti toirim, when it comes to milk of an animal which is holy, as well as the eggs of the turtle dove, ein chayav nolehin mishum pigul v'noyser v'tamei. The Mishnah concludes and says that if you have the milk which comes forth from such an offering, so there's no prohibition of pigul if a person has improper thoughts about that milk, because it's not considered to be part of the carbon. For that matter, no sar, which a person is not to leave things over, in that situation, a person leaves over this milk, it's also the prohibitions do not apply. And lastly, when it comes to tame, a person who's impure is not allowed to take part of various carbonos, and if a person does, then there is the punishment of kares. So this person will not be punished with kares by drinking this milk, even though they were impure, because this is not considered to be gufashal azavach, this is not considered to be the actual sacrifice, but only part or something which is separated from it, and therefore all these laws are different than the sacrifice itself.